Over the course of the last 5 years, we have seen a massive increase in tool thefts and work equipment related thefts right across the country. And in your own Donegal there in Greencastle, in the Greencastle area recently, there was a number of burglaries involving power tools and work related equipment. What I'm calling for is to amend the Criminal Justice Theft and Fraud Offences Act of 2001 to introduce a mandatory minimum custodial sentence for serious theft-related offences involving work equipment where the theft directly prevents someone from earning a living. And I think it's very important that we understand that the theft of a piece of equipment or tools that prevents a man or a woman going out in the morning to do from doing their day's work, earning a living, providing for themselves and for their family, is very different to many other types of theft that allows life to just continue despite the discomfort of knowing that you have actually been robbed. You know, a person's ability to provide for themselves and their family is a very important part of their personal dignity. And whenever we deprive somebody of that, people need to know that before doing that, there will be very serious consequences. And at the moment, what we're seeing very much is a slap in the wrist and on you go. And I think that is not good enough. We need to provide a very serious deterrent to those who might consider involving themselves in this kind of practice.
I think you've hit the nail there, because it's not just depriving someone of their equipment. It is depriving themselves of so much more. And do you think the current deterrent just isn't strong enough? That is your view here?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, what we're seeing here very much is large-scale theft operating in every corner of the country, predominantly battery-operated power tools for the construction sector, and they're being exported in large numbers out of the country to feed street markets all across the United Kingdom and continental Europe. Since power tools changed from being plug-in electric power tools to the battery power tools over the last 7 or 8 years, this market has increased greatly. It's much easier to sell power tools on a street market if you can plug in a battery there and then, and the person can see it running on the market stand, as opposed to the way it was years ago. You had to take your chance because there was no source of power to plug it into. So I suppose the consumer who's choosing to buy these tools is much more certain about what they're buying now. And as a result, that increased demand is being met by a massive upturn in the burglaries of these to feed these street markets across Europe and the UK.
And your bill suggesting an amendment is making progress in the Shannon. What stage is it at currently?
So in mid-March, it went through stage one and second stage of the Shannon with unanimous support. We are now, since then, it has been sitting on the shelf, it's been sitting in limbo, and it hasn't gone for debate in the Dáil. So what I'm calling for now is for this to be expedited, for it to be moved to the floor of the Dáil as soon as they resume in September, so it can move on to the next stage and hopefully before the end of this year be brought into legislation so that a proper, clear deterrent is provided to put an end to these type of burglaries.
And do you have hope that it will receive similar support in the Dáil chamber as it has in the Shannon chamber with your government colleagues?
So within my own party, Fine Gael, it has support right across the entire parliamentary party. And I know that our government colleagues, Fianna Fáil, have also expressed large-scale support for it. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has expressed some small reservations about it, but I'm working with him to work through any amendments that might be needed in order to make it work by the Minister's requirements.